From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. On the same day, an editorial in the Chinese Global Times said that Beijing would not assist North Korea if it struck U.S. soil first. President Donald Trump stood by his warnings to Pyongyang.
I hope that they are going to fully understand the gravity of what I said, and what I said is what I mean. So hopefully they'll understand, Peter, exactly what I said and the meaning of those words. Those words are very, very easy to understand.
Earlier Friday, the president also warned via Twitter, military solutions are now fully in place, locked and loaded, should North Korea act unwisely. Separated by the most heavily militarized border in the world, most South Koreans live under the risk of war. Seoul resident Jang Min-seok shared his view on the situation.
Ever since I served in the military 10 years ago, the North Korean threat's been continuing, and South Korean men who served in the military have developed an understanding about North Korean provocations, so we get used to it.
In South Korea, the bellicose rhetoric has lost the power to frighten or shock, as strong military deterrents on both sides have maintained a fragile peace for more than 60 years. Peru is expelling Venezuela's ambassador as it and other nations in Latin America begin to assert more pressure on President Nicolas Maduro's government for allegedly trampling on the constitutional order. In a statement on Friday, Peru said it was giving Ambassador Diego Molero only 5 days to leave the country. Follow VOA on social media. This is VOA News.